Welcome to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's Radio Host Extravaganza winner. Each year in the spring, we have a radio host contest. For those who've always wondered about a radio show, it's an opportunity to get their feet wet hosting their own global radio show on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Together, let's welcome these remarkable people whose goal is to make a difference in people's lives. To learn more, go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. I'm a very excited show host winner. A little nervous, but ready to play. Dear listeners, my name is Bettina Oberhoofman, host of Simplified Trauma Healing with Your Inner Child on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Every Tuesday, 11 a.m. and 11 p.m., listen online, on your mobile devices, in your car, or Alexa. For more details and complete schedules, visit DreamVisions7Radio.com. DreamVisions, one word, the number 7, radio.com. DreamVisions7Radio.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio Network is the media partner for Omega Institute, just north of New York City. I have a personal story to tell you about Omega Institute. It's special to me because I traveled there from Memphis, Tennessee for a writer's course. Omega is in a beautiful park-like setting and features many, many spiritual icons and offers countless of courses and retreats. And now I'd like to tell you a little bit about me again. My name is Bettina Sparkles Oberhoofman. Oh, yes, please skip the Oberhoofman part. It's way too difficult. I would have you rather call me Bettina Sparkles. B as in beautiful, E-T-T-I-N-A, S-P-A-R-K-L-E-S. Bettina Sparkles. Okay, and if you're wondering why I adopted the middle name Sparkles, I'd love to tell you that story towards the end of this show. Meanwhile, you might want to hear some additional information about me. I was born in Germany, 1940. During World War II, where I spent my first 10 years. I grew up with a very confused 18-year-old mother who was abusive. My father, who was a prisoner of war, came home in 1947. He was unable to express his love for me and not even aware of the abuse. My parents and I journeyed to America to start a new life. I was told to forget Germany and just look forward. It was a little sad. It was emotional, what you call emotional separation. But I do feel blessed to get a stewardess flight attendant job. It was a wonderful 38-year flying career. The job was a lifesaver, keeping me stable while midway through this work, I discovered and recovered from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And this brings me to the inner child. People often say, the kid inside of me wants to play. Well, whether you know a lot or a little about the concept of the inner child, one can never learn enough about the sacred inner child. It is unlimited. And funny, I never had any children. I often said, it's probably good I don't have any children. I can barely take care of myself. And I did use the extra time to find the little girl inside of me. I devoted years to heal me and develop a close relationship with my inner child. Yes, dear listeners, please know, as I'm talking to you, my inner child is bouncing up and down with joy, ready to share its love with you. Also, your own inner child understands and loves you too, more than you will ever know. The inner child is the bottom line healer of all our traumas. The inner child is here to awaken all people on Mother Earth to love ourselves first, and only then are we able to love others. That's to love one another. Oh, wow. I hope you enjoyed this encouraging news. And let's take a moment to breathe in and out. In and out. Let us appreciate and accept the gift of the love of the inner child. Right this very moment, I've got this tingly inner feeling that each of you will benefit from my story in some way. So I'll continue. Most of my life was chaotic, filled with fear, until I was 50. Even though I was an airline flight attendant, a job I loved dearly, I had to put on a happy face because inside I felt mostly unhappy. I felt alone, misunderstood, and I felt unloved. My belief was no one cared about me, and even if they did tell me they loved me, I wouldn't believe them. And I said to myself, that's just the way life is. Funny, isn't it? We tend to believe there's nothing we can do to change this crazy life. That was sure what I believed. And I was wrong. Because a miracle happened. I experienced what you call childhood abuse recall. And here's briefly what happened. I worked a military charter flight just when Desert Storm was about to start, early 1990. We had made a stop in Frankfurt, Germany, and Baghdad was being attacked that very night. Strange feeling came about me. I became frightened and started shaking. Here I was on German soil, and I was experiencing a war like I had as a child. This event triggered scary memories after I returned to Memphis, Tennessee, my home base. Within a day, I had terrible nightmares and frightening daytime visions. I was taken back in time to a small country village in Germany where I lived with, and the women and children of my family found shelter there with farmers to escape from the bombing in our hometown. The adult women exchanged work on the farm for that safety. It was there that my mother really mistreated me. It is not that appropriate to share the scary memories on this show. We don't want to frighten anyone. So please understand, all people understand traumas. But thank goodness I had my fiancé Michael to talk to. And I told him about it. Bettina, he said, sounds like something terrible happened to you when you were little. You need to get help right away. I was lucky and I was blessed to find a spiritual psychologist. His name was Dr. Weiss. I summarized my life for him. The wise doctor picked up on my background quickly and went right to the point, asking, "So, Bettina, tell me why you're here today." I told him about the memories that had surfaced recently. Gently, he continued, "Tell me how you got along with your mother when you were little." I said, "I never got along with her. I never felt wanted. Mother always told me what to think or what to do. And if I didn't, she either used a wooden spoon or threatened to leave me. Threatening abandonment or abandonment is like death for a little girl." It's what I found out. At the end of the session, the counselor summarized, "Bettina, it's quite apparent that you're number one, hypervigilant, and number two, have suffered from low-grade depression all your life. Both of them are symptoms of PTSD. Like so many others, you medicated yourself with alcohol in order not to feel the hurts of the past and avoided looking or facing your childhood abuse. The feelings of anger and resentment are stuffed deep inside of you. And if they're not resolved, you will never experience any peace. As a matter of fact, you are on a path of self-destruction. Self-destruction that may lead to severe illnesses or even an early death. The kind doctor explained, I could stay in my PTSD suffering, or finally face the pain of the old wounds to be able to let them go. He added, it can be done, but it will take time. Well, dear listeners, this is the first time I ever had an answer as to why I had been unhappy so long. In addition, it was the first time I heard I had a choice to change the direction of my life. I felt a glimmer of hope for a better life. It was a strange moment. Dr. Wise also used other healing processes, but the inner child work was the simplest method for me. I would like to mention here, if I ever mentor people, I make sure that they do notify their professional counselors and get their okay. But you and I know, since COVID-19, mental health problems have increased, especially PTSD, and the professional help has decreased. There are not so many professionals to help us anymore, and not really ever were. So sharing my processes, which worked for me to heal PTSD, will most likely help you too. We are getting close to a break, and I would like to share what I have is a book of affirmations for the inner child by Raquel Lerner. And here is the affirmation. The inner child says, or I can say, I can play with my inner child. Today I will rejoice in my ability to play with my inner child. My inner child loves to play and needs to play. Her play is her work. The way she learns how to live in this world. We enjoy playing together, exploring, discovering, experimenting, and having fun. I use my imagination, but I don't dictate the rules. I allow her to create the game. I let my inner child lead me into play. When I was a child, someone was always telling me when to play, how to play, what to play. The games I liked were always bad or wrong or silly. Someone always was trying to show me a better way. It was so frustrating. I never experienced the freedom of what it was like to have fun, to really know how to have fun. That is why today I will embrace the healing power of play. The healing power of play. As I energize myself and the child within, I remember that when I honor my inner child, I am in touch with God and feel the joy, love, and peace. It is a wonderful feeling to allow our inner child to play. And that's what I'm doing today with you, dear listeners.
The Soul Seat with psychic visionary Debbie Corr is where you'll discover how to awaken your soul, heal, and manifest. Are you searching for answers in all areas of life? Then have a seat and discover your life and soul's purpose. Whatever you're going through, Debbie's here to help you find your way forward. The Soul Seat can be heard every Tuesday at 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, when you can call Debbie to receive psychic answers and spiritual solutions right here on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Sit and read in the garden, explore the woodland trails, or try a daily yoga or meditation class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Are you ready? Ready to grow and raise your vibration? Then buckle your spiritual seatbelt and hold on for the ride of a lifetime on Awakened Soul Stories with host, intuitive medium, and energy healer, Pam Padalano. Awakened Soul Stories is every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Pam's guests are all part of the divine plan to help heal the world and raise the vibration in order to become one with the universal consciousness. Pay close attention as we go on this spiritual journey together.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. I will now share how I remember my first inner child session with Dr. Weiss. I got comfortable in a big lounge chair in his office. He asked what I was called when I was young in my childhood. And I had to think for a minute. And I, Bettina Lyon, I said. He continued, say hello to your little girl, your inner child, who suffered much abuse when she was barely 3 years old and had never been told that she did not deserve that terrible treatment. I thought about that and I took a deep breath. So ever so slowly, I started talking to the inner child. Hi, sweet Bettina Line. I'm finally here for you. I really am. I know you've waited way too long. I am here for you now. I want you to know, I think you're a very courageous little girl for what you went through at 3 years old. You are very important to me. And from now on, I will take care of you and pay attention to you and listen to you so you can finally relax. And you don't have to be upset, anxious, or afraid anymore. And you can get all the sleep you need. It might be hard for you to believe this is true, but it's true. Be happy. I'm here for you. Now, the next things really surprised me. With my adult voice, my little girl answered me in German because that's all she knew as a little girl. And she was literally talking in the manner of a young toddler. It was quite emotional. Bettina Line answered, I never thought that you would look for me and find me. As long as I can remember, I have been constantly in fear because you were upset. And when you were upset, you had no time for me. When you calm down, we can help each other. She started to pause. I was so surprised, and it affected me greatly. I told Dr. Weiss, that made my body relax. And I just sighed a big sigh of relief. Good, he said, and went on to explain. You have just touched the tip of the iceberg, Bettina. There are more inner demons for you to face, process, and release. It sounded like a big challenge, and I took another deep breath and I said, okay, I'm willing, with all the courage I can muster up. After that, the good doctor and I had many more conversations with my inner child. It was 6 months of intensive care and 10 years of counseling on and off. That was the time I learned that I could persevere. It was a time for me of a major transformation. I found the conversations with my inner child pretty simple and doable, joyful even, and ever so helpful. Now I'd like to tell you a little inner child history. The concept has been around for at least 2,000 years or more. Carl Jung called the inner child the divine child. And Emmett Fox called the inner child the wonder child. The wonder child. And in the field of chemical dependence, alcoholism and so forth, drugs, they call it's the inner child. This might be a good time for me to tell you that childhood traumas are suffered by 80% of the world's population, 80% around the globe, causing post-traumatic stress or other mental illnesses and real illnesses. The inner child is so important to us. At this point in my life, I believe we are all children of God. So childhood traumas, and yet we're children of God. I see the inner child as today as the spark of God inside of us. It is our God connection. It is our aliveness, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, on all levels. The inner child is our soul, our spirit, our real self. It is ultimately who we are. That is great news. Now we know who we are. If you've never had a conversation with your inner child, I would like to show you how to start. Please open a notebook or use a piece of paper, and we'll do a little centering. Relax and listen while I say the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Grant me patience with the changes that take time, an appreciation for all that I have, tolerance of those with different struggles, and the strength to get up and try one day at a time. In the stillness, now slowly collect your thoughts. Think back as far as you remember in your childhood, age 1 or 3 or 7 or whatever. Think back what your family called you, or your caretakers. With your dominant hand, the one you use the most, write down what you hear from the inner child. You will be getting thoughts. So say, dear so-and-so, how are you? Write that down. And using your non-dominant hand, the one you use less, let the inner child use that and write down what she is saying. Write down what all comes to you from your little child. For example, here I am for you. I love you. If the inner child tells you something sad, you change the tone a little bit. You comfort it. And it will start feeling it. Allow your inner child to and yourself to feel all the feelings that come up. Even if you need to cry, feel your feelings. How was this exercise for you? Now that you have some idea how to dialogue with your inner child, please continue after the show and daily thereafter, or as often as you feel the need. When you feel that one problem has been resolved, move on to the next. Take your time. I did. We can only handle one specific issue at a time. And be gentle with yourself. But keep going. You are using a life-saving method. And remember, as an airline stewardess, I gave the following instructions over and over again. Put your own oxygen mask first before assisting others. That's what we do with the inner child. We're healing our inner child and ourselves first. And only then we're able to help and love others. Other than the dialogues at the good doctor's office, I journaled my inner child conversations at home or when I was traveling. Dear listener, whenever something in life upsets you, take time out to journal. Here's something interesting. Within 2 years of inner conversations, I was feeling that we were not separated anymore. We blended into oneness. At that time, I knew I was not literally speaking to my abused physical girl, I was speaking to my inner spirit. I was speaking to my soul, my God connection, and I received answers.
Great news! Way of the Illuminated Warrior Talk Show is now on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Join co-hosts Simran and Waska for sacred, spicy, and candid conversations for men and women about men. Ask a question, share a story, laugh, cry, play. Whatever calls to you, we're there to support and empower all. You're invited to join the Way of the Illuminated Warrior Talk Show with us as we take this journey together to elevate relationships between the sacred feminine and the divine masculine for healing, growth, clear communication, and healthy expression of feelings. Visit illuminatedwarrior.com to find out more.
Fortify your life with strength, healing, and love by embracing and being embraced in Shamanic Circle, Join ceremonial leader Brant Sikunda for an Indigenous Wechal Shamanism weekend workshop where you'll experience sacred rituals to empower your life. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Indigenous Wechal Shamanism July 30th to August 1st at Omega in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
Do you have questions about your health? Are you wondering about alternatives? Do you ever wish you could have 5 minutes with a doctor you can trust? Someone who is an internationally recognized authority in the field of natural medicine? Meet award-winning doctor, naturopath, and best-selling author of The Magnesium Miracle, Carolyn Dean, MD-ND. Hear a wealth of information designed to empower listeners and callers to discover how to improve health, vitality, and well-being through a variety of safe strategies and nutritional options. Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. Shows can be heard every Monday, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern, with weekly live shows, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everybody. Now I will summarize some benefits of our inner child conversations, which I discovered over the years. The benefit of the dialogues. Number one, for me, after each dialogue, I had a warm feeling in my heart. Every time I journaled, I did let go of some false or negative belief about myself, and I replaced it with positives. For example, about not feeling good enough about myself, I replaced the feeling to have better, to feel better about myself. And it worked. Number two, over the years, I got more and more confident. And it built up. So it worked for me, and I believe it will work for you too. Number three, the process opens the door for us to lead a more spiritual, healthy, meaningful, and happy life. Oh, isn't that worth a little work? And I'd like to give you some facts to remember about the process. Number one, if you think you suffered any abuse in your childhood, any abuse in your younger years, please, please heal that trauma first. Heal the childhood trauma first. Number two, once you know the method of healing, you can use it for the other traumas that hit you in life, because as you become an adult, you know traumas build upon traumas. Struggles and problems hit us all the time. So inner child healing is a good tool in your toolbox. And number three, of course, the healing can take place at any age, at any time. We can change ourselves at any time, at any age. Also, number four, something to remember is whenever we're in a group and discussing traumas, we never, never compare the severity of the traumas. Never compare the traumas. Everybody's pain is the same. Everybody's pain is the same. And it can be healed. So when my transformation started when I was 50 and I felt more worthy about myself, I became passionate to share the miracle with others, to help them improve their lives. No way could I keep the secret that we have the choice to change ourselves. So while I was completing my airline career, I began to write my first book. I just felt compelled, and I gave it the title, Flying with God, Putting on a Happy Face. We're all flying with God, whether we know it or not. And that's why I use the metaphor, flying with God. As time went on, 10 years later, and after I healed some more, I wrote the next book, Set Your PTSD Free. In it, I share all my healing methods and more. And it's written in very simple language. I have a story about the book, Set Your PTSD Free. I used this book at a domestic crisis shelter here nearby where I live. And I gave the book to the residents there. I was a group leader, a voluntary group leader for 5 years. So we used the book as a guide to empower the women. After every meeting, I felt I had helped at least some of them to want to change their lives for the better. As I drove home, I felt love in my heart. I had turned their frown upside down at least for a moment in time. I gave them some hope. In addition to the books, I also give mentoring classes for whatever your needs may be, mental needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs. For more information, please go to my website, BettinaSparkles.com. That is B like in beautiful, E-T-T. INNASPARKLES, oneword.com. BettinaSparkles.com is my website. Contacting me is easy, and I would love to hear from you. Now, we have come to the point. Take a deep breath, and I am ready to tell you the story, how I became Sparkles. Here we go. You probably know that many, many people, including spiritual seekers, prophets, and saints, are name changers. those who are looking for their own truth often change their first, middle, or last name. For example, spiritual icon Eckhart Tolle took his first name from Meister Eckhart, who was a 14th century German monk. The monk's main teaching was, let God be God in you. Well, I also was guided to a spiritual name, as you know, and it was during my PTSD recovery. About 30 years ago, at a one-day workshop, the facilitator informed about a group of 20 of us, today you will meditate and ask your higher self for a personalized spiritual name to keep you on purpose in life. I love that idea. Afterwards, the group members shared. Many actually heard their spiritual name. It came up to their conscious mind, but nothing had come up for me. However, my prayers were answered a few days later. My legally blind, long-distant friend, Ron, telephoned me. He's very spiritual. He lives life in the presence of the Christ light all the time and constantly sends out prayers for peace into the world. He greeted me tearfully. Hello, Sparkle Eyes. I said, that's strange. He had never called me that before. Hi, Ron. What made you call me Sparkles? Because you always sparkle. I see light around you right now. Huh. Well, believing in synchronicity, I told him about my search for a spiritual name. I said, how does Sparkles sound to you? Sounds really good, Sparkles, Ron replied. I said, well, that settles it. I am Sparkles from now on. Thank you for helping me. But Ron insisted. Oh, it wasn't me. Jesus gave it to me to give to you. Well, I was thrilled about my new spiritual treasure, which has kept me live on my purpose to this day. And here's hoping you enjoy the story. And I pray that you could find a suitable spiritual name for yourself as well. So as we come to the end, I just have to tell you that I love being here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network and tell you about healing with our inner child. I felt better and better during my years of healing. Healing feels good. Yay! Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. And I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, BettinaSparkles.com. BettinaSparkles.com. That's B for beautiful, E-T-T-I-N-A, S-P-A-R-K-L-E-S, one word, .com, BettinaSparkles.com. Or you can email me. The address is Bettina@BettinaSparkles.com. See you again soon. I have a great show lined up for the next time. It is an interview with Peggy Lee Hansen, who's a spiritual publisher. Come and listen to me next time. So long. Bye-bye.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.